Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. And today I want to talk about what scares a narcissist. Narcissists always give off this image that they're invincible, they're self-assured, they're confident, you know, they take charge a lot of times. If you're dealing with an overt narcissist or grandiose narcissist, like they command a room or they always want to be in control of everything and they take the initiative. But what really scares a narcissist? There's a couple of things that scare a narcissist. One of the things that scares a narcissist, and this is a big one, you guys, is when you're independent and you don't need the narcissist. Because the way a narcissist controls is by you being codependent on them. When you're codependent on the narcissist, you're going to do things for that narcissist or try to appease them or make them happy or give them their way or praise them, you know, because you're codependent, which means that you need that narcissist in your life. So when you need the narcissist, that gives them more power to, you know, get their way and get whatever supply they want out of you. Let's say they want money out of you. Or let's say they want sex out of you. If you're codependent on that narcissist is going to get whatever they want out of you. Whereas if you're somebody that's independent, you don't need the narcissist. You know your worth. You know your value. You realize that there's other people out in that world that can satisfy you and make you happy. Or you could just be happy on your own. Nothing the narcissist does will matter. Okay, and this is what I try to tell people all the time. You know, nobody can have control over you unless you let them have control over you. This is why you have to be an independent person financially, the where you live. You don't want to rely on them. You don't want to rely on them for validation, for them to tell you, you know, you're doing a good job or anything. You don't need anybody to validate you because you know who you are. You know that you're doing the right thing. You know that you work hard. You know that you speak the truth. And when you're in the right, you have peace of mind. See, people that are liars, they never can have peace of mind because they're always worried about getting caught, all right? But when you're somebody that flies straight, does the right thing, is a fair and equitable person, then there is nothing that a narcissist can say or do to you because you're in the right, okay? And this is how narcissists get nailed in court all the time. Because when they go in front of a judge and they've said a bunch of lies and everything, they can't back it up with the facts. See, when you're a liar, you can't back things up with facts. It just doesn't add up or it doesn't make sense. But when you speak the truth, it always makes sense. It always, you know, backs up whatever you're saying. That's why they always say there's power in the truth, okay? But what is a narcissist scared of? So they're scared of your independence. Now, another thing a narcissist is very scared of is being exposed, okay? They are afraid of being exposed for their lies. And this is why a covert narcissist will dodge that exposure. Covert narcissists are not confrontational unless you have their back up against the wall. In that case, a covert narcissist can sometimes transform into acting like an overt narcissist if you're really at them, you're attacking them, you're not letting them, you know, off the hook. Then they may come and they snap back at you and really come with attacking words, putting you down, calling you names, calling you crazy and everything. That's really when you got that covert narcissist back against the wall. But in general, a covert narcissist is going to avoid a taking accountability. They don't want to be exposed. So what they're going to do is they're going to avoid the conversation altogether. They're going to just say, you're crazy. They're going to gaslight you and they're just going to walk out and not let you, you know, make your point. They don't want you to make your point. They don't care what you have to say because when you're speaking the truth, that, you know, is going to show that they're in the wrong and they can't deal with it. So they'll either call you crazy or they'll say you're insecure. They'll call you jealous. You know, they'll attack your personal character, they'll attack your mental state, all of this to get off topic of the fact that they are wrong. So they'll never sit there and admit they're wrong. They'll just, you know, either attack you, your character, your mental state, or they'll walk out so that you can't finish the conversation. And then they come back and they make like nothing ever happened. So they're afraid of exposure. They're also afraid that if you try to expose them to other people. So what is a covert narcissist going to do? They're going to do damage control. What does that mean? That means that when you have a falling out with a covert narcissist, the first thing they're going to do is call up everybody that you both know, and they're going to smear you and make you out to be crazy. They're going to pretend to be the good guy, and you're the one who's sensitive. You're the one who doesn't know how to take a joke. You are attacking them. You have anger issues. They're going to pull out every trick out of the book to manipulate these outside people into thinking that you are crazy and you are wrong and you're the bad guy and you're hypersensitive and all of that, okay? And why is that? Because they're afraid of exposure. They're afraid you're going to go to these other people and, you know, tip these other people off about how they are toxic, okay? So they're going to try to beat you to the chase and let all these other people you know, think that you're crazy. So anything you say they won't take it seriously because that covert narcissist has already manipulated them. The other thing that a narcissist is very, very afraid of is, you know, or they're scared of is the fact that you, I won't so much say is scared, but they don't like when you move on in your life. And let's say you have a new relationship. Okay, now they know it's harder for them to come back because now you're in a new relationship. Some of them will still hoover you even if you are in a new relationship because they want to see if they have more power over you that they could steal you away from your new partner. So they could hit you up and say, you know, I've been thinking about you. I know you're in another relationship, but we really had something special. And why are you with that other guy or that other girl? Why are you going to throw away all the years that we had together? They're going to work on your emotions, okay? And why are they doing that? Because number one, they still want control over you. They're afraid of you moving on in your life, and they're afraid of that door being closed, okay? Because they can't get any more supply out of you. And also, narcissists are afraid of abandonment. It scares them to be abandoned. This is why a narcissist will never leave a relationship unless they have somebody else or a backup plan in place. There's always somebody in the wings. They're never going to just discard you and be by themselves sitting home alone. They're always, you know, they're reaching out when they start to see the relationship crumbling, even before it collapses. They got to have that person or people in place so that, you know, they don't end up alone. And, you know, it scares them to think that you get somebody before they ever get somebody. That's why they post it all over social media right away, because they want to look at it like, oh, they're so in demand. Look, they bounced right into a new relationship. You know, there's nothing wrong with them. You're the person who's got the problem, because look at you. You're still single, all right? This is how their warped mind works, okay? The other thing that scares a narcissist is to see you do better in your career, or if you have more money, or, you know, if you're taking pride in your appearance, maybe you're going to the gym. They're going to make their little remarks and try to shoot you down, okay? Let's say you're with a narcissist and all of a sudden, you know, you're working on yourself. You're doing self-care. You go into the gym. You're feeling good about yourself. You're watching your diet. You're taking more pride in your appearance. The narcissist is not going to like that, okay? So they're going to give you indirect jabs. A covert narcissist will do this to try to shoot you down, okay? They may say something like, oh, you know, it doesn't matter how much you go to the gym, you know, nobody's going to want you, or something like that. They'll try to cut you up. You're sensitive. You have trust issues. You. Okay. It's always you. Go look in the mirror. You're the narcissist. Okay. They're projecting themselves onto you is what they're doing. All their shame, they're throwing onto you. The unhappiness that they have, they're throwing onto you. So that's what scares a narcissist, is to see you getting your act together and doing well for yourself. And what really scares a narcissist is to see you happy, okay? So no matter how unhappy you could be after a breakup with a narcissist, you never want to let that other narcissist know, okay? That's why I tell you, don't post on your social media about how you're depressed, how you're miserable, how, you know, there's no good men or good women out there. You don't want the narcissist, number one, to know anything that's going on in your life, number one. That's why you block them across the board. But sometimes narcissists have a way of finding out. They make fake profiles. They know people that may know you. They get little tidbits of information and everything like that. But what really scares a narcissist is to see you happy, okay? So when, because now they feel, when they see you happy, now they feel they lost something. Oh my goodness, you're happy, and they're never happy. See, a narcissist pretends to be happy, and a lot of people think they are happy. You know, they'll look at their ex and they seem happy. They're posting all these pictures and everything. But a narcissist can never be happy because they're never satisfied. They never feel fulfilled. That they never can, you know, they don't appreciate what they have. That's why they're always looking for something else. They always think that there's something else out there, because whatever they have is never good enough. They're never happy, never satisfied. So when they see that you're happy, that scares them, okay? Because it makes it reflects onto them their shame. Oh my gosh, they're happy and they don't have me in their life. Then it, you know, subconsciously they're thinking to themselves, maybe it was them, you know, they don't want to think of themselves as they were the problem and now you're happy, okay? So there's a lot of different things that scare the narcissist. But the biggest thing that could scare a narcissist is when other people are praised and they aren't. Matter of fact, they get angry when they see that. If you ever want to tick off a narcissist, you just start praising somebody else in the room or praise other people right in front of them, and you'll see that narcissist, their face will turn bright red from anger because they can't stand to see other people praised and them ignored, okay? It also scares a narcissist when, you know, they're not getting that recognition that they feel they deserve. They feel entitled and everything like that. So when you ignore the narcissist, that hurts the narcissist the most because you're making them unimportant. They're not worth your time. So what they try to do is to avoid that feeling of shame. They try to find other people that will validate them so they can use triangulation and say, well, even so-and-so agrees with me, or even your friend so-and-so thinks you're nuts or something and thinks that, you know, I did everything for you and you didn't appreciate it. This is where they get their juice, by triangulation. Covert narcissists do this all the time so that, you know, they feel the problem wasn't them, the problem is you, okay? Now, one of the most important things that will scare a narcissist is being exposed for being a narcissist. That's why if you ever call out a narcissist, their name, and call them a narcissist, they will go ballistic on you because they know it's a negative thing, that there's something wrong with them, that they're selfish, they're self-absorbed. So what are they going to do? They're going to do what they always do. They're going to flip it on you and call you the narcissist. So narcissists are very, you know, they're scared about being exposed because once they realize that you know their game, once you realize that you see through the gaslighting, you know that they're giving you BS, you know that they're not being transparent, that they're giving you a bunch of lies and they're circle talking and giving you word salad, that scares the narcissist because now they know that their tricks won't work on you. You're on to the game. See, a narcissist is only as powerful as dealing with someone who doesn't know the game. That's why the narcissist was able to play you, because you didn't know the game. But if you knew the game, that narcissist would have gotten nowhere with you unless you just, you know, were so enamored of them and you just didn't care and you just, you know, were lusting after them or something like that and you let things go. But if you're somebody who knows the game and knew that, you know, they're lying to you, they're being manipulative, they're playing mind games and everything like that, then the narcissist can't get anywhere with you. So a narcissist is terrified of becoming exposed because they lose all of their power. So it's like this, you guys. The things that scare a narcissist is, number one, to be left abandoned, to be left alone. Number two, to see you happy and thriving. They hate that. They also hate to see you be independent, that you have things going on for yourselves. They hate, it scares them to see other people do better than them. See, with a narcissist, they're not a team player. They're not somebody that builds up other people. The only time a narcissist will build somebody up is if they want something out of them. That's during the love bombing or the hoovering stage. They're going to say nice things about you or pretend to humble themselves, but it's only because they want something bigger out of you. That's the only time a narcissist is going to try to build you up, is when they want something out of you. But when they don't really want something or they don't really need something from you, they will not build you up. They will shoot you down, because with a narcissist, they're filled with jealousy and envy, all right? Understand this. They are not a team player. That's why they're horrible to be in a relationship. They don't work with you as a team. You are the enemy. You are a competitor, okay? It's like if they're in a relationship with their partner and their partner's doing great in their career and everything else, it's going to disturb the narcissist. It scares the narcissist because subconsciously they feel less than because of that insecurity that they have, that fragile ego that they have. They can't be happy for other people that are doing well because they're so insecure. That's what it is, you guys. And people ask me all the time, well, why would narcissists hurt somebody that they know have been hurt before and they don't care and they just hurt them? Because they're not thinking about you, all right? You're not in the equation in the narcissist's mind. You are just a source of something for that narcissist. You are an object to that narcissist to get some kind of supply. Sex, money, a place to stay, praise. And people forget. Don't ever forget about the praise factor. Because a lot of times narcissists stay with you in your life, not because they want sex or money from you, but because they like knowing that you're there. You're a safety blanket for them, knowing that you're there. You're a backup plan. You know, you're not their prime supply, or a lot of times too, you're just a safety net, knowing that you're there. You're somebody to fall back on, all right, to somebody to talk to, or, you know, maybe get something out of if their other supply they can't get anything out of, all right? So narcissists, you know, they're afraid of being looked at. They're afraid of their image not looking well. This is why also narcissists are obsessed with their appearance. They're obsessed with material things. They're obsessed with designer labels, fancy cars, you know, the better things in life. They want to be, you know, looked at as somebody of something. They want to be looked at as important. So a lot of them will be very obsessive before they even go out in public, because they're worried about what everybody thinks about them. So they'll worry if they have lint on their shirt. They'll worry if there's a crease in their blouse. They'll worry if their hair doesn't look right. They'll obsess with it because they're scared that people will look at them in a derogatory kind of way. They're not somebody that could say, fuck it, I don't care what people think about me. This is who I am. That's not the narcissist. The narcissist is obsessed with what people will think about them. And that's why a lot of times when you have an argument with a narcissist, the first thing they say to you, if you get back with them or you start talking to them again, is they're concerned what you said about them to other people, your family, your friends. And they may even ask you, oh, were you talking bad about me? They're worried about what you're going to tell other people about them, that their image is going to look very small and people are going to look at them in a negative kind of light. So the biggest thing that scares a narcissist besides abandonment is being looked at in a negative light. And that's why I say most narcissists will not ever say that they're a narcissist unless they're benefiting from it. Okay. So anybody that says that they're a narcissist, they're doing it because they're benefiting from it. Understand that. All right. Because they don't want to be looked at in a negative light. It hurts their ego. So, you know, narcissists, it's all about the ego. They're extremely insecure to begin with. And, you know, they're concerned about what people think about them. They're concerned on, you know, being abandoned. They're like, you know, they're like a child that never got the love and affection and attention, and they constantly still need that from people. They haven't fully developed, you know, into a mature level that can understand life and can say to themselves, well, this is who I am, and I accept myself for who I am. And if somebody doesn't like me, that's their fucking problem. That's not my problem, okay? Somebody who's very self-assured, very self-confident, will have that attitude like, I don't care what you think about me. This is who I am. I know what I'm about. I know I do the right thing. If you don't like me, that's fine. That's your opinion. And your opinion doesn't mean anything to me because I know I'm the best person that I could be, okay? But a narcissist, even though they may pretend to be like that, deep down it bothers them to worry about what other people think about them. So they're hyper concerned about what people think about them, and it scares them to think that anybody will look at them in a negative light. It scares them to think that people will talk about them behind their backs. It scares them that people will do what they're doing, okay? So a narcissist always wants to be one step ahead of the game. So they'll cheat on you before you ever cheat on them. They don't trust anybody, and they certainly will never trust you. They didn't trust you even before you started that relationship. I don't care what they told you. They don't trust anybody, all right? They feel the world is out to get them. They are fractured souls. Understand this. They're fractured souls. So they think, like, you know, people are no good. They're out to get them. They got to protect themselves. And, you know, they're worried about their image too, because they want to get supply. So they're worried about when they go out, they want to look good because they want to attract supply. All right. And it's also a competition with you. They want to be able to throw it in your face and say, oh, I had everybody looking at me. Nobody was looking at you. Oh, I don't need you. Okay. This way, because they put value on looks and material things, this way they could say, oh, well, nobody wants you. Everybody wants me. Didn't you see everybody looking at me and everything like that? A lot of narcissists do this when they're out with their partners, you know, where they're out and they're, you know, they're showing off and they're flirting and everything like that. They want that attention, and they also want to throw it in your face that there's other people that are giving them that attention, that they are super terrific. So they're worried about what other people think about them, and they also want to throw it in your face to show you that they don't need you. They want you to think that you can't live without them. They don't need you, all right? So they always want you thirsty for them. So these are the basic things that scare a narcissist, okay, you guys? And, you know, it's being alone, seeing you do well, you know, being abandoned, their image, you know, not their image, not looking good, seeing you move on in your life in a new relationship. All of these things will scare the narcissist. And when the narcissist gets scared, they're going to be running, you know, like, you know, running crazy, trying to fill up that void with other supply. All right. They got to constantly, you know, get that other supply to make them feel like, you know, there's something. When you turn your back, you walk away and you move on in your life, they're going to pretend it doesn't bother them. And they're going to try to fill up that empty hole within themselves with somebody else. Okay. So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast, and have a great day. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.